This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about a commentary by Glenn Greenwald criticizing the call for a domestic war on terror. One of his concerns is the attempt to justify new domestic police powers because speech can incite violence. Not only is that used to justify going after fellow Americans, it was also the basis for the impeachment article against Trump. Citing Rudy Giuliani in what constitutes incitement won't be helpful since he has been the former president's lawyer. It's worth mentioning that the former lawyer was at the January 6 rally and convinced that most of those were thinking about getting in out of the cold than heading to the Capitol. But Glenn Greenwald is an appropriate commentator since he has not been a Trump supporter and has been a critic of the war on terrorism. He says much of the alarmism and fear-mongering is being driven by a deliberate distortion of what it means for speech and to incite violence. He also adds the phrase, "Inciting violence was also what drove some of the worst war on terror abuses." The Supreme Court has set a high bar for incitement. Otherwise, any passionate speech or inflammatory rhetoric could be cited as the cause of a riot or insurrection. The justices ruled in Claiborne versus NAACP that the state could not hold NAACP leaders liable on the grounds that their fiery speeches urged a boycott that later incited their followers to burn down stores. The court relied on a previous ruling in Brandenburg versus Ohio that overturned a criminal conviction against a KKK leader who publicly advocated the possibility of violence against politicians. You know, the flawed arguments of incitement shouldn't be used to impeach and remove a president who has already left office. They also should not be used to incite a domestic war on terror. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.